Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our living word, which is Jesus Christ. May his word be present now, and your Holy Spirit open our hearts and minds to hear that word, so that we may gladly rejoice in you and serve you all our days. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's sermon is one that all of us need to hear, and probably will be one of the favorites you've ever heard. We're talking about your death. But nobody's excited about that? Well, we're all going to die, right? We all know that. You know, they say there's two things we have to do in this world. That's pay taxes and die. And the third thing is, if you own a home, you have to pay a mortgage. That's the other thing I always say too, right? But the reality is we all are going to face death someday. Unless Jesus returns sooner and then we just go up to heaven, and that's fine with me too. He can return any day. That's perfectly fine. But the reality is it's something that's in all of our wheelhouses. And today's lessons are lessons that really, especially our Old Testament lesson and our gospel lesson, are lessons that help us to beg a question in our lives that we all need to address. An important lesson that we need to address in our lives before we die. And that question is, what is your legacy? What is it that you want your epitaph to say? How do you want to be remembered? I remember one time I was working with a counselor and as a pastor with some addicts, and we had the addicts write down what they wanted their obituary and epitaph to say. I thought that was kind of a weird assignment, but after listening to them write about this, it was very powerful because it brought out issues of shame, which some of them were dealing with. It brought out issues of faith that some of them were dealing with. It brought out issues of confusion that some of them were dealing with. And for others, it brought out great hope that they wanted their life to speak of hope and transformation and what God had done for him. And that's the reality. I don't think there's anyone in here today who would say, well, I want people to remember me as a miserly, old, grumpy German Lutheran. Maybe there are, because that's being grumpy and German and Lutheran. But I don't think so, right? And I would dare to say that most of us, even though some of us have money and we're going to leave that beside, that's not what we really want to be remembered for. After all, the lesson makes it very clear today. Store up everything you want to store. If you're not using it for God, it's all wastefulness anyways. You can't take it to heaven with you. It's better to use it now for the kingdom of God. So my question for you is, what is your legacy? What is it that you want people to say about you? What are some things you commonly hear people say after someone dies? Maybe at their funeral or a couple weeks after they die. What are some things you commonly hear people say nowadays? He was a good man, okay? What else? It was his time. Yes. What else? He's in a better place. Mm-hmm. He's not suffering anymore. Mm-hmm. He loved the Lord. That's coming farther and few between, but very good. What else? Can you think of anything else? Some of these things have to do with legacies, but all the rest of them, they really don't if you think about it. I mean, sure, he's in a better place. It was his time to go. He's healed. Those are all great things, and they're true. But the reality is, what kind of legacy do we leave behind? You know, I remember preaching a sermon recently for a funeral for our beloved Helena. Tom, I hope it's okay I say this. And I remember talking about the legacy that she left behind. A legacy of a woman who knew her scripture, who knew her psalms, who cared about people, who loved people, who gave sometimes her last penny to help people. That's the kind of legacy to leave behind, isn't it? And it's so important as we go through this journey in our world today to realize that God has given us gifts and abilities and means and purposes in this world for us not only to use for him, but to use to build the future of those who will last behind us. So I looked up the definition of legacy, and this is what it says. Money or property that you arrange for someone to have after you die. Something such as a tradition or a problem that exists as a result of something that happened in the past. Something that happened something that someone has achieved that continues to exist after they stop working or die. In our lessons for today, God is very clear about leaving a legacy. He says, do not store up and squander the gifts that he has given you in this world. He says that in the parable for today. Here's this man, he's blessed with all kinds of grain and fruit and all kinds of produce. And what does the man do? He says, look how blessed I am. I'm going to keep this for myself. So I'm going to build a barn and store it all up and save it for myself. Oh boy, I can eat and drink and be merry and not have to worry about my life. Doesn't that sound like our culture today? Selfish, greedy, and narcissistic. The reality is, Jesus says to the guy, listen, your soul's demanded for you tonight, and shame on you, woe to you, because you kept these things to yourself. While there are people who are dying of starvation, while there are people who need shelter, while there are people who need love and compassion, you held these gifts for yourself and you squandered them. The very treasures that I've given you. We've heard it before. The man who buries the pearl in his field and keeps it for himself, the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. And there are many parables that point out what the kingdom of heaven is. And in none of those parables does it say that the kingdom of heaven, which is now and here on earth, is to be squandered and stored up for ourselves, but rather it is to be shared openly with everyone equally out of love and compassion. And that's the kind of legacy that we are to build and store in this world. In fact, the scriptures say it is meaningless to keep things for ourselves. Now, God doesn't say this. He's not saying it's not bad for you to have your retirement plan. It's not bad to have a house. That's not what he's saying. Those are blessings from him. But what he's saying is he blesses us abundantly. And sometimes that's with gifts of money. Sometimes that's with gifts of service or acts of love or with kindness, which we can all do. And instead of squandering them and keeping them to ourselves, he wants us to take those out into a world that is in desperate need around us. He says, do not leave a legacy of sin, but rather put to death sin in your life every day in our epistle lesson. Kill the sinful habits of hell and raise up the habits of heaven in your life every day. And as Stephanie said in our children's message for today, fix your eyes on things above. Let me tell you what's happening in our world today. We are leaving a legacy of hate. We are leaving legacies of bitterness and rage. I am proud of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod who in this last convention finally stood up boldly, if you saw my newsletter, and said, enough. Racism and bigotry no longer can exist in our world. Why? Because we have one Lord who has died for everyone, and we have one common ancestor who is Adam and Eve. Therefore, we are all one human race, loved and redeemed by God. We also, in convention, said, enough is enough. It is time to end the treatment, the harassing, terrible treatment of immigrants in our country. They are our neighbors, called upon to be loved and cared for. It was the words of John F. Kennedy many years ago who said, let us not seek the Democrat or Republican answer. And I will surmise to add to that, let us seek the answer of mercy and Christianity. Brothers and sisters, in our world today, we have a chance to finally leave a legacy. This week, there have been 3 mass shootings, all dealing with racism, hatred, and bigotry in our country. Jesus Christ died on the cross, suffering racism, bigotry, and hatred, so that this world could be free from it. So that we might be his messengers to declare that message of hope and freedom to every person everywhere. That Jesus has died and has risen so that love may reign supreme in our world. Leaving a legacy that all God's children, black and white, Hispanic, gay, straight, may know that they are loved by a God who has opened the kingdom of heaven for all people, and by the power of His Holy Spirit will continue to work in their lives to lead them to His kingdom. My question is, what legacy are we going to leave? What legacy are we going to leave? Instead, we'd rather sit in our pews in our homes with grudges and hold grudges against people and be angry and think we're better than other people. It happens. It happens in our church. It happens in every church. It happens everywhere. So many of us sit there with our noses stuck up in the air thinking, you know what? It doesn't really matter. I don't have to love that person for X, Y, and Z. But God is calling us to leave a legacy of love. God is love, right? That's what the scripture tells us. And God calls us to leave a legacy for our children. Parents, you have a mighty job in this world. Parents that are here today, I'm glad you're bringing your children to church because you are leaving and building a legacy for your children that will last them an eternity. It scares the bejeebers out of me on Sunday mornings how many parents aren't bringing their kids to church. And oh, sir, we make up excuses. We have baseball to play and we have this to play. And what legacy does that really leave behind? Not one iota. Except that their children can think that, well, I have a chance of being a pro one day. And when they get crushed, where are they? Grandparents, you too leave a legacy in this world, and I'm proud of you. Grandparents, I heard, is a much easier job than being parents, but I know grandparents love their grandchildren, and as they love their grandchildren, and as they get on their children about keeping their children in Sunday school and in church, they too are leaving a legacy that is so important in this world that we leave to our children that God is love, and in Him there is forgiveness and life. Family and friends, we may think, well, we don't have much of a legacy to give, but we have a legacy to give to our family and our friends. Each and every one of them we come into contact with every day of our lives. I guarantee you, you have family and friends who right now are suffering from depression, suffering from mental illness, who don't feel loved, who have negative voices and intrusive thoughts in their head saying they're not worthy, that God doesn't love them, that they can't be forgiven. And it takes someone like you to go into their lives and love them where they are, sometimes without even saying a word, but just being their friend and walking with them in life. We leave a legacy in church. Yeah, so we may leave a legacy in an endowment fund. I'm not very much for endowment funds because I figure that's a way of squandering money, putting it inside the storehouse and leaving it for the future. You know, I had a friend who was a wise pastor and a district president who once said, I feel sorry for a church who has money in the bank when Jesus returns. Yeah. Because the reality is, as a church, our legacy is not to store money. Our legacy is to reach people with the love of Christ in every way possible. And that begins with you, because you are the church. You are the hands and mouth and feet of Christ Lutheran Church. And people experience the love of this congregation through you. And I hear it over and over from visitors that come all the time, how lovingly they have been treated when they enter this place. Job well done, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And of course, there's the unbeliever. The legacy we leave for them. Every one of us are surrounded by people every day in our lives who don't go to church, who don't know Jesus. And what scares me is we go on in our daily routines and we forget about them. Or we think, oh, it's none of my business. Or we think, oh, I'm too scared to say something to them. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to say it over and over. As we said last week, the first thing you got to do is pray for them. The second thing is you don't have to say anything. Just love them. Be the presence of Jesus to them. And in this way, we leave a legacy in our world that truly changes the world. Because the legacy that has been won for this world started the day that Jesus Christ died on the cross. And He took on every bit of evil, every bit of our sin, all of the hatred, all of the bigotry, all of the racism, and He destroyed it. He sent it to hell where it belongs once and forever and rose up from the grave in newness of life so that we might be free, united as one people of God, one body of Christ, the same people, no matter color or race, age or gender, that we might be one people as his body, as his hands, as his feet, as his mouth in the world around us, declaring the marvelous works of him who has rescued us from sin, death, and the devil for eternity. What a legacy to leave. I don't know about you, but what a gospel message is that? That God would choose a poor sinner like me, well, and you, because we're all sinners, to leave his message in this world? Martin Luther has a prayer that I use every time I can use, and in this prayer he says this, Lord God, please work in me, because if it was all left up to me, I would long since have ruined it all. And that's very true. But God has made us a legacy, his legacy. He has bought us at a price, given us gifts and abilities, and put us right where we are in our lives, in your workplaces, in your families, in your homes, in this church, on this corner. Wherever you are his legacy because you have been bought with a price of his holy, precious blood and redeemed, bought back from sin, death, and the devil for eternity. That's how much God loves you and thinks of you. And as his legacy, he simply wants you to do one vastly important thing. Forget about bitterness and hate and hurt and simply love people. That's it. Simply love people. In Jesus' name, amen.